Another such organisation is the highly valued StoryWrite Project. We asked their operations manager, Oliver Andrews, what the StoryWrite program is and what they're offering in light of the current COVID-19 situation.
The StoryWrite program was founded in 2018. Basically, it's a workshop that provides the communication skills and tools to the men and women of defence who are transitioning to civilian street, and it gives them those communication skills to be able to articulate their military skills and experiences into language that civilian employers can relate to, so that they're not underselling their wide breadth of military skills that they've had. Normally these are run as a face-to-face workshop, but because of the recent coronavirus pandemic and everything, we are moving to an online model now. So that's really, you know, it's a real opportunity for us to reach the audience and really help those veterans who decide to go back to their homes in remote and rural Australia as well.
Sounds like a fabulous idea. Is this something that's been trialled already, or is this something new due to the COVID-19 situation?
The online webinars that we are rolling out, this is the first pilot of them. It's always something that we've been working on in the background, but we've really used the COVID opportunity to really get it to market and get our product out there for the wider national audience. The first pilot will be running from May 19 to 21, so it'll be 3 days of 90 minutes for the workshops with some take-home work to do after that. So along with, you know, being in a reduced format of 3 by 90-minute sessions, none of the other StoryWrite experience is going to be mitigated. We're trying to still give everybody that meaningful experience that they get when they come to a face-to-face workshop. So that means that basically everyone will be attached to a personal mentor for the duration of the webinar, who's there to guide them through their out-of-hours work that they need to do. You know, we're drawing them from industry, from the veterans community as well, and they'll be fully supported right through the process.
Oliver, we've had people transitioning out of our Defence Forces for decades. Why now? Why this sort of project now?
Our founder, Sharon Muscledare, saw the need for something like this when she was deployed in Iraq. She was there as a reserve public affairs officer, and a lot of the full-time, the regular army guys who were over there as well were looking to discharge when they got out. You know, word sort of got around the camp and the deployment that Sharon ran these workshops on the outside. So people started coming to her and going, look, can you help me find a job when I'm out there, when I'm getting out, when I get back? Can you help me put my best foot forward? Really, it came from that first-hand experience. There are other providers out there that do similar things, and I can't speak for them, but I think StoryWrite, the successes that we've had have been phenomenal.
Has this come about also because of the change in technology in regard to workplaces? And certainly in defence, that technology has expanded exponentially over the last couple of decades. The job roles within the military were much more simplified than what they are now. So has this caused a greater need to be able to interpret those current job skills in the military out into a civilian workplace?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it, like the fact that the jobs are more technical, and there's still that, I guess you could almost call it like a hero cast that civilian sort of plays on the military as well, that it's like it's that foreign sort of unknown area. You know, people see the Army, Navy or Air Force, they go, yeah, cool, they're there, but they don't really know what skills those veterans and those soldiers, sailors or airmen can bring. You know, I guess a good example of that is a lot of people see Army veterans as rigid, riddled with PTSD, rather than being flexible. Yes, they might have mental health conditions, but that's, you know, that's an aside. They can still bring all these wonderful transferable skills, flexibility, punctuality, attention to detail to the job roles that they're going to be looking for on the outside. And I also think part of this come about as well because of the medical discharge. Defence seems to be a lot more aware now of when they break someone, they might not be able to rehabilitate back into their full role, so they'll do everything within defence to try and keep them in. But then, of course, there's some people whose injuries just make them untenable. So there are these people whose injuries make them not fit to continue in defence, and you know, those guys and girls have to leave. And that's where we sort of pick up and get them really not job ready, but we give them the skills so they can articulate everything that they need to from their defence career.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great project. Oliver, if somebody wants to join your project, how do they go about it?
Yep, it's all online. We're taking registration through Eventbrite. Have a look on our Facebook page, which is just StoryWrite. That's StoryWright. There's a post up there with all the booking details and everything for this pilot workshop that we're running, or pilot webinar, sorry, that we're running in May. It's a free webinar because RSL Queensland have been wonderful enough to partner with us and sponsor this first pilot series. Yeah, hop onto the Facebook page and register through the Eventbrite link.
Would an event like this normally cost something to participants?
It would. The market value of a place that on a StoryWrite workshop is $500. But because of various partnerships that we have, we're able to subsidise that, normally about $10 per participant.
Wow, that's a fabulous saving, isn't it?
It is. And as a graduate of the program myself, I can't sing its praises highly enough. You know, I came from a fairly dark place when I was transitioning, but it completely turned my perspective around and like enabled me to really attack that transition with confidence and know that I was worth something when I actually left the fence.